Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Podcast. Thank you, as always, for joining me. So appreciate all of you tuning in either once, multiple times, every week, whatever is working for you. Happy to have you here. Today, we are going to go over really what I think is the simplest, easiest, quickest way to start shifting your money mindset. It was really, for me, the very first thing that I started changing when I shifted my own money mindset. And so, of course, I want to share it with you here. Before we get into that tip that I have for you, I have another tip for you, which is that if you want to be a part of the Unstuck Project, this is your last chance this year in 2020. Final chance right now, starting Monday. If you're listening to this remotely close to when it airs, then the project is probably open for enrollment, and there's a special bonus offer that you're not going to want to miss out on. And it's the last time for like months, at least 6 months. So if that is something that has been on your to-do list for 2020, now is the time. Remember, the Unstuck Project is what I created for the women who are feeling stuck when it comes to their physical body, their weight, their diet, their health status, their symptoms, their illness, disease, whatever it is physically with your physical body. I created that course to really bridge the gap between your physical health or lack thereof, or your physical balance, we can say as well, bridge the gap to your mental, emotional, and spiritual health and balance. So if you are someone who has come to the Unstuck Podcast with physical symptoms or with weight loss resistance, weight issues, random symptoms that aren't getting better, or one thing getting better and another thing getting worse, if you've been on that roller coaster with your health and body, hey, I know why. Ding, 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 pick me. It's because of the stuff that you haven't tackled yet. It's like the other 90% of the things that you haven't tackled yet that are in the Unstuck Project. It is 8 weeks. It is a self-study, although you will have the option to join the Unstuck Collective and be a part of the community if you'd like. And it is simple. You can do everything within 15 minutes per day, but you do have to make that commitment to do the work. So especially if you have come to the Unstuck Podcast and you're listening and it's resonating and it makes sense, but you haven't actually done anything about it, like you're not doing the journaling exercises or the homework assignments I give, but you're listening and it's resonating and it sounds really cool. Like I've said from day one, you've got to do the work. You can't just listen. You've got to do it to make any changes. That is where we do the work together in the Unstuck Project. So you just have to commit, and it doesn't have to even be 8 weeks. It doesn't have to be every day. It is an 8-week course. You will get 8 weeks worth of content, but then you can take as long as you need. And I know almost everyone that has been through it says that they will continue to use all those tools and to go back through the course based on what they need in the moment and use those tools that they need at that moment. So you're really building up this toolbox that then you can go back to really for the rest of your life to stay connected mind, body, and soul. So that is what we do over there in the Unstuck Project, last chance for 2020. Now, if you don't believe me and you want to hear from somebody else who's been through the course, let's hear just a little snippet from Jenna, who just went through the course. I really loved this course. It's actually the only online course I've ever purchased, and I can honestly say it was worth every penny. I can't believe how much my mindset began to change in just a few days after starting. This will be such an incredible tool to have from now on. I love that I can keep coming back to it anytime and implement these daily practices that can be done in as little as 5 minutes a day. I really feel that this was the missing piece to my 13-year health journey. Thank you so much, Jenna. If you can relate to that 13-year health journey, I know I can too. This could be the missing piece for you as well. The Unstuck Project, seanminer.com/unstuck to get started today and to start bridging the gap between your physical health and your mental, emotional, and spiritual health. That's all I've got for you for announcements. Let's chat about money. After I did the abundance episode back a few months ago, I will link to that episode in the show notes if you haven't listened to that one yet, because it's going to be very important also for your money mindset. But after I did that episode, I got a lot of response from that on people wanting to hear more about the money mindset, about abundance versus scarcity. It was a topic that a lot of you resonated with. And of course, we resonate with talking about money. It's something I love talking about because it was something I struggled with for so long, longer even than my health issues and my body image issues and my relationship, you know, blocking issues, all of these things that I've since used this mindset work to heal. I also had a lot of money stuff to deal with. And I think a lot of us do. I think, first of all, because it's something we all, or a lot of us, probably want at least a little more of. It'd be nice to have a little bit more in the bank, a little more cushion, we can say. But also, most of us are going about it all wrong. It's something that we really have built a lot of walls around. Not our fault, quite honestly, not our fault, but how our parents viewed money and talked about money and thought of money, and how their parents viewed money and talked about money, and how their parents, you know, we have so many stories built into our system and has been for years and years that our choice in how we think about and view money is skewed beyond our control, completely without us even giving it another thought based on our external environment and passed down from generation to generation to generation. So I want to kind of start breaking that down. I think it's a really interesting concept. It's really fascinating to dive into your own money stories. I have to say, money was the second thing that I manifested after things started to come together with my health. For me, it was like, oh, wow, I think this actually might be working. I'm feeling better. My health is improving at a rapid rate after being sick for so long. Maybe there's something to this. Let me see if I can do something else. Let me see if I can apply what I'm applying to my physical body and my health to another area of my life that's also struggling. And I told this to you before, if you know my story, when I hit that rock bottom moment it was with everything. It was with my physical health mainly, and my physical body and my mental and emotional health based around that, how awful I felt, how sad I was, how depressed, how anxious, how out of control I felt, and not knowing if I would ever get better, and being really fearful of that, of this being my new norm when I was really feeling ill. That was really my rock bottom moment when things started to turn around for me, because I decided once and for all to take control of my mental and emotional health and to work on this mindset piece that I really had never thought twice about until then. But when that happened, I was in massive debt. I had tons of medical expenses. And if you are someone who has had an illness or a situation with your health that can't be treated with typical Western medicine approaches, which is a lot of us, you have to pay out of pocket in order to get well. And that was the case for me. I was seeing a naturopath for my mold illness treatment at least once a month. I was getting tested with these kind of not typical blood tests that I had to pay out of pocket for at least once a month. I was taking tons of supplements. I was on prescription medications that were being used kind of off-label that I had to pay out of pocket for. I mean, it was just continuous, constant, and I wanted to get well way more than I cared about money at that point. I didn't care if I was paying for this, if I was paying my credit card bills for the next 50 years, if I could just get well. So of course I did it, and I racked up the medical bills. I racked up the credit card debt. I was about $20,000 in debt when this was all said and done. Not to mention, I was also had a business. I just started, well, not just, I was a few years into my personal training business at the time, starting to do my nutrition practice as well. And just for so many reasons, not having a business that was massively successful or really bringing in any sort of income. So it was basically the perfect storm of all things money problems. I saw what I could do with my physical health because I had shifted and worked on my mindset and really created this whole practice around that mindset. So then why couldn't I do that with money? So I then started to work on uncovering the stories I had about money, redesigning those stories to be in favor of a more effortless abundance flowing to me, of having financial freedom, of being able to easily pay for the things that I needed for my health or my life or just things I wanted. I worked on those stories. And then I aligned myself with that. I trusted in the process. I knew it could happen. I took action based on that trust and that intuitive sense that I had now built. And I was able to pay off all of that debt, $20,000 in debt, in a matter of months. Once I started really focusing on my money mindset. And I haven't had any financial concerns since that time. And that's now been almost five years ago, I think now. Now, I will say right here and right now that it was actually a little difficult for me. It was harder for me to work on my money mindset than it was for me to work on my health and body mindset, because I feel like those stories that I was telling myself around my health and body and diet were really obvious to me. When I really sat down to think about it, I knew I was telling myself false stories. But with money, it was so built in to everything I knew, thought, felt, acted on, that I had no idea these stories were running in the back of my head about money and financial abundance and just everything, because it's something that I had learned so long ago, so young, through my parents, my grandparents, what I heard in the media, what I read in books, all these things, as from a very, very young age. It's just what was there. And it was a lot harder to really find those blocks and beliefs and to work through them. And to be honest, some of them are still there. Some of them still creep up. I talk about that all the time, how these stories, these beliefs don't completely disappear and they're just gone, vanished into thin air. They still linger around, but it's really us building this practice around being able to see when those falsities come up and to call them out and to choose a different story. So this is still something that I practice on a regular basis. And same thing when it does come to my health and body and diet and all that stuff, there's still this lingering ickiness, but I can pick it out a lot clearer and just immediately decide to choose something different. Now, before we get into this tip, I do want to just show you, because it's been a while since we've talked about this, but the four pillars to getting unstuck can really, as we know, be applied to any area of our lives. In the Unstuck Project, we use them to unstick our body and health issues. But it can also work towards your money mindset. So remember, those four pillars are, and we'll kind of show how they can be used towards your relationship with money: awareness. So that's the first step. And this step really is, what stories and beliefs do I have around money? And what do I want when it comes to money? Like, what feeling do I think that having more money would bring to me, or why I can't get more money, or if money is bad, why do I think that? Again, awareness, I'll say it another 50 million times probably on the Unstuck podcast, and I already have said it quite a bit, awareness is 70% at least of all mindset work. We just get curious. We try to understand what's going on in our head and why. So what are those stories and beliefs? I'll tell you, for me, there were a lot of money stories going on in my head. One of the most fascinating ones that I didn't realize was there was that I thought that making a lot of money was a bad thing. I thought it meant that I would be seen as being selfish, as being materialistic, as being greedy. And I'm not that person. And I was afraid that having and making a lot of money would either make me be that person, or people would see me as being that person. So that was just one of many stories that I had found out about money. Also, that you have to work hard to make a lot of money. And I'm not someone that, I don't like working hard. It doesn't feel good to me and my energy. But also, my physical body breaks down when I work too hard. I found that out the hard way. And so working long hours and being super stressed out and having these crazy deadlines doesn't work for me. I don't want that. So at that point, I was thinking that I had to do that in order to make a lot of money. So those were just some really interesting ones that came out once I started, again, building that awareness. And then I also had to think about, what did I want? Like, if I wanted a certain level of income, say I wanted to make six figures regularly, what was I trying to accomplish? What did I think that that would bring to me? And for me, it's always been a matter of feeling secure, feeling freedom, feeling peace around my decisions and what I can and cannot do, and abundance, of course. There may be something entirely different for you, but I think those are some common ones. I think security and freedom are two of the most popular things that we think money will bring to us. So, although, of course, if you've been listening to this podcast at all, then you know that we actually have that freedom and that security already within us. It doesn't take a six-figure income to create that security and freedom in your life. You actually already have it. So it's about finding it now. And that's where we get into alignment, which is the second pillar for getting unstuck. And in the alignment pillar, as I mentioned in what I did personally, this is where you raise your vibration to be a match for what you wish to attract. So essentially, how can you feel those things now? So how can you find that feeling of security now? And what other areas of your life do you feel secure? Or how can you just find this sense of security knowing that you are always being guided? Where can you find that sense of freedom in your life now, or abundance or peace? How can you feel that now? Again, we want to raise our vibration through our emotions to be a match for what we want. Now, the two non-negotiable vibrational lifts, especially when it comes to really anything, because this is super important for your physical health, your relationship health, your career and job or business. I mean, this applies to anything all across the board that you're trying to unstick, but it's so important, non-negotiable when it comes to money. And those two things are gratitude, so being grateful and appreciative for what you already have, and what is coming to you in the future. So you can be grateful for something that is on its way to you, that isn't in your physical reality right now, but is on its way to you. Super important. And then also giving. So giving your, doesn't have to be finances, your energy in any sort of way. It could be a hug, a compliment. These are things that we do, both of these things we do in the Unstuck Project together in little different ways than just the typical ways you would view gratitude and giving. These are two absolutes. We've got to be gracious and generous to complete the energetic flow that abundance is. So to be a part of the flow of money. And then the third pillar, the third step, is action. This is where we build on this alignment we're creating, and we take action based on that level of vibration. So we take inspired action. This is where we create new habits. We build a mindset practice around it. We continue to seek out those stories and choose to redesign them, recreate them around something that feels better. We continue to give. We continue to find gratitude and appreciation. We continue to be in the flow of money. And the tip we're going to do today is part of this action plan. Of course, action, always journaling, always meditating, always visualizing, these things that we really talk about a lot here, all part of that third pillar. And then the fourth and last pillar is acceptance. So being happy now, enjoying the journey to get where you think you want to go, because the joy is in the journey. There is no destination. We are all just on this ever-changing, wonderful journey. So the sooner you can accept that and find the joy, be happy now. The fun is in the process, realizing that and having that level of fun along the way, no matter how much money is in your bank account, will bring more money to your bank account. It's crazy how that works. Okay, so now that we have these steps down, I just wanted to go over that because they apply. I just like to show how if we can just get those four steps down, they apply to so many different pieces of your life and unsticking all of them. Now let's move on to this tip I have for you. This is so helpful. One of my very best decisions to make when it came to my own money mindset. And I think it can be really the first step, because you can do this starting right now. Now that you've listened to this episode, you can change it immediately and never do the opposite of this tip again. It's going to take a little practice. You're going to trip up, but it can be a part of this money mindset journey. So this is your action piece, or one of them, while you're also building awareness, getting into alignment, that kind of thing. So here it is. Are you ready? I've spent a long time building up to this for this one tip. Here we go. Watch your words when it comes to money. Watch what you say about money. Because really, what we're doing, we want to form a new habit in how you talk about money, which is just a byproduct of how you're thinking about money and consequently how you're acting around money. You are essentially putting up the walls of that energetic flow that is money. You're putting up those walls just by your words, because your words are really a direct reflection of your beliefs and your thoughts, and then will lead to your actions. And all of this is just an expression of your vibration around money, whether you have a high vibe around money or a low vibe around money, whether you're attracting money or repelling money. You can definitely repel money. I have been there for a long time of my life, and now I'm finally in the other place. And let me tell you, it's a lot less stressful to be attracting money. So let's think about the energy that we're putting out in relationship to money. And we can do so first and foremost just by looking at and being very mindful of what we say about money. Now, I went over this in the abundance episode, but I just want to remind you one more time, because I've already talked about it a few times in this episode even, is that we have to understand that money is simply a form of energy. And when we pay for something or we receive money, it is because it is an energetic exchange. One form of energy gives you another form of energy. That's all it is. It makes it so much easier to pay and invest in things when you know what you're getting in return, and you can see it as being this exchange of energy. And that's all it is. So we've decided as a collective human existence right now in this moment in time to have a piece of paper, and really now it's just numbers on a screen for most of us when we check our statements or our balance in our bank account online. We've decided right now to have it be paper and coins, metal. That's what we've decided to be our currency for this exchange of energy. But it could easily have been rocks or jewels or goods, like it has been in other eras of human existence. So I just think it's really important to kind of bring it back home to this more simplistic view of what money actually is, because we just have put so much more meaning to it, so much more weight to money than it actually is meant to have or should have or really is. So let's get back to seeing it in a little bit different terms, in terms of energy and an energetic exchange. I think a lot of us are trained to have this negative relationship with money and put ourselves in this low vibration around money, which is the repelling of money, simply because of how we talk about money, the things we say about money, which again is a learned tactic. We picked it up long, long time ago, and it's now dictating our energy vibration towards money and making us not remotely an energetic match for receiving money, for being in the flow of the energetic form that is money. And we don't even know it. We don't know we're doing this. We don't know we're repelling money instead of attracting money. And the more we repel, the stronger we are an energetic match for that low vibe place, because the more we feel like we need money, like we can't afford things, like we have to wait for everything to be on sale, that we just have this, it just is like this constant cycle of money repelling going on that gets stronger and stronger and stronger as we go. Let's fix that. Why don't we fix that? And let's start with these words. So for instance, do you ever say things like, that's too expensive, I can't afford that, I don't make enough money to be able to do that, I need to find a cheaper option, I can't get it until it goes on sale, I'll never be able to save up that much money, I'll never make that much money, I need to make more money before I can do that, paying for this is going to put me into debt. These are just a few examples of all the things that we say that put us in a low vibe around money, but just you can start seeing the similarities here, you can start seeing how that would be the case. Like, those words are so focused on not having money, which, guess what? You're putting your attention on the lack of money, on the money that you don't have, on the things you can't do and can't get because of the money you don't have. It's like complete negative emotion when it comes to the flow of this particular form of energy. So my challenge to you, this tip I'm giving you, is to stop saying those words and phrases. Things like, I can't afford that, that's too much, why is that so expensive, I don't make enough, I'm too poor, all these things. So then what do we do instead? Well, this is where, like, when I made this switch, it just was like a light bulb moment and changed everything for me. So instead of saying things like, can I afford this? Instead of that being the question that you ask yourself, instead ask yourself, what do I value? Does the value that this particular thing or experience or whatever, does the value that that has match up with the energetic exchange I will be making? So does that energetic exchange of money for this other form of energy feel good to you, feel balanced to you, make you high vibe, get you in that positive emotional state? Now, let me give you some examples in my life, how I have been able to kind of use this in my life. For instance, I love food. I love good quality food. I love trying new food items. I love all things having to do with food. That's why I'm a nutritionist after all. So most of the food that I buy has a pretty high price tag. And I don't even think twice or look at it or care because it is such a high value in my life and it causes such a high vibration for me to have that food in my existence that it is a great exchange for me. Now, if something happens to be priced higher than the value that I have for it, I don't buy it. It's just that simple. It's just not an energetic match for me. Another example in my life, I love to learn and grow as a person. I think you probably already could sense that from me by now. It's just something I've always loved. If I could go to school and be a student forever, I probably would have. So any books, courses, workshops, anything like that has a really high value for me because my own personal growth is something that I frequently exchange energy to pursue. And so it puts me, of course, into this high vibe place. It makes me feel really good. I reap massive benefits out of all these courses and workshops and books and all these things. So that energetic exchange is so valuable to me that, again, that price tag isn't really much of a factor for me to consider. I mean, if you think about it, the energetic exchange that I took way back then, like the story I just shared with you, is now the reason I'm sitting here today recording this and being fully healthy, having my dream business, finding the love of my life, having my dream condo, all these things. So yeah, that energetic exchange was extremely high value, if you really think about it. And same thing with the food. I have tons of energy. I have a healthy body. I feel really good. I love the food I eat. Super high value, right? Now, you might be thinking, yeah, Sean, but literally, I can't afford this stuff. I don't have that money in my bank account. But for me, again, it's all about this energetic exchange. And so, like, there's a lot of stuff I'm not into that I don't spend money on, which means it all kind of balances out. And again, I'm with the flow of my own financial abundance. For instance, I prefer a more minimalistic lifestyle. There's a lot of stuff, like there's a lot of things that I wouldn't buy because it just doesn't have a big enough value in my life to exchange this energy for. So like trinkets or clothes. I have a minimalistic closet. Some call it a capsule wardrobe. I don't buy clothes that often. I don't have a ton of decor and furniture, knickknacks, things like that, because that energetic exchange isn't there for me. And instead, I get into a higher vibe place and feel more in the flow with my own energy when I buy food or buy courses, things like that. I'm also not into like extra personal grooming besides what you need to do, of course. I don't get my nails done. I don't get my hair done. I get it cut sometimes, but I don't do that often. I don't get facials all that often. These kinds of things, like, they're not super high value in my life in relationship to other things that are of higher value and bring me more joy and get me into a higher vibe. Now, sometimes, yeah, a massage or a facial, those kinds of things do put me into a super high vibe place. And then I have no problem making that energetic exchange. I mean, even just a few years ago, I was super into that stuff and I got lashes for a while. I was doing a lot of skincare and that felt really good. But another thing to mention, your energy is going to shift. So the value of things is going to shift as you change and evolve and grow. So that's something to keep in mind too. So as you can see, it becomes not really at all about how much money you have in your bank account or what you can and can't afford. It becomes about finding the energy match for you that keeps you in this high vibe place when it comes to making that energetic exchange and keeps you in the flow of money. And that's what continues to attract money to you instead of repelling it. You want to be part of that flow. Really, I think, you know, there's a couple of homework assignments here for you. The first one is to just notice how you talk about money, the things you say about money that come from this place of lack. And then see if you can kind of do a little extra digging to find out where that comes from. What story are you telling yourself about money? Are you in this place of scarcity where you think that money isn't an abundant resource? What do you think when it comes to money? Do a little bit more research on that for yourself. Build some awareness around that. And if you want some additional kind of tools you can practice, go back to that abundance episode I did, again, linked in the show notes. That will help you really start getting in touch with your money mindset. But then also start doing a little bit of an assessment in your life about what do you value? Are you like me and you do value high quality food? You do value learning and growing and personal development? I think you do at least a little bit because you're here listening to the Unstuck podcast. So see what you value and how you want to use that energy to continue to feel really good, to get into this place of alignment and to continue to enjoy the journey and have fun along the way. So find what really feels good. And yes, there are going to be bills and things like that. I understand we have mortgages and rent and electric bills and internet bills, things. But beyond that, where else your money is flowing, does it match up with what you value? That's what the question here really is. And regardless, the very first thing, like I said, that you can do starting right now is to just stop saying things like, I can't afford that. I'll never be able to go on that trip. I don't make that much money. Just see how those walls come up, how you block the flow of money into your life just by saying those things. All right, my friends, that will do it for this episode. Again, if you value personal growth and a healthy body, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all those bodies, if that is of value to you, I will see you in the Unstuck Project. Enrollment is open for a limited time and for the last time of 2020 right now. So I will see you inside. The value is there. I promise you that if that is something that resonates with you. SeanMiner.com/unstuck to get yourself on that journey. All right, until next time, take care.